We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Sheila Hancock in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once more, we have these four clever exponents of the game who are going to try and speak for just a minute on some unlikely subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviation. And if they can do that, they will gain points, and if not, the others will challenge them and try and win points themselves. This is the way we play, this is the way we score, and Clement Freud, will you begin this week? The subject is Bacchus. Can you talk for 60 seconds about Bacchus, starting now?
Bacchus was a Greek all-action, loose-living, wine-swilling god. I suppose if one looked for a similar person today, you would think of Derek Nimmo. Debonair, long, fair hair, always wore new suits.
Sheila Hancock, you have challenged. Why?
Deviation. Derek Nimmo hasn't got long, fair hair.
I'm not going to judge about Derek Nimmo's hair in public. Right away, I'm going to put the very first decision to our audience. Will you please, with the judges, of whether Derek Nimmo has long, fair hair? If you think he has, will you cheer? If you think he hasn't, will you boo? And will you all do it together now? Derek, the general opinion is that you haven't got long, fair hair.
I'm not terribly interested either way.
So what's the decision? So, Sheila, you said it was devious because he has and he hasn't. So, Sheila, you have won a point and you take over the subject with 41 seconds left, starting now. Derek, you have challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid there was a hesitation. So, Derek, you gain a point this time and you take up the subject of Bacchus with 40 seconds left, starting now.
Well, I was standing outside the Mersey Tunnel, you see, and this fellow came over to me and he said, would you mind backing us into the road over there? So I said, fine, yes, I don't mind.
Kenneth Williams, you have challenged. Why?
Because we're not discussing the god Bacchus any longer. We're discussing backing us in, which is not the subject, I think.
We have not established that it's the subject. I actually said Bacchus. And so you can obviously interpret that as the god Bacchus, or you can take it as Bacchus if you wish. So Derek Nimmo has a point because I don't agree with Kenneth Williams' challenge. It means he continues talking about Bacchus for 34 seconds, starting now.
The most beautiful statue I ever saw of Bacchus was in Herculaneum. In one of the temples there, very close to the sea, there's this wonderful statue, which I've already said twice.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Repetition,
Derek has committed it. So, Clement, I agree with you. You take a point, and you have 27 seconds left for Bacchus, starting now.
Viticulture probably owes more to this particular Greek god than any
other... Derek Nimmo, why have you tried?
Repetition of the word Greek god.
Yes, that is right. We had Greek god earlier on, so... Derek, you have another point, and there are 22 seconds left for Bacchus, starting now.
I awfully like the Titian picture of Bacchus. It stands in my hall at the moment, or a replica thereof, with a beautiful green sword.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, I agree. There are 12 seconds left for Bacchus, Clement, starting now.
Many people think that if this person appeared in this present day and age.
Dennis Williams, you challenge. Hesitation, I agree. I think we've ever had so many points scored in one round before. So, Kenneth, you've now got a point, and there are 7 seconds left for Bacchus, starting now.
Well, he's usually pictured as a rather hairy, pot-bellied old fool, obviously stoned out of his mind.
That whistle, which was superbly blown by Ian Messiter, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking then gains another point. In this case, it was Kenneth Williams. So, Kenneth, will you begin this one for us? The subject is, what sends me? You've had a little thought. You've got a look of shock on your face, but could you start on that subject for 60 seconds now?
The most significant thing that ever sent me was an order paper demanding that I appear for a medical for Her Majesty's forces. And it sent me all the way to a castle in Carlisle, and I was made to take my clothes off and go into a cubicle. And they stuck things into me, and they said it was to get a sample of blood, because they didn't think mine looked very healthy. Eventually, they couldn't make up their minds, and I was consigned to Harley Street, if you please, where they said B2, quite definitely, B... Oh, I've
Clement Freud, you challenge.
Repetition.
The thing to do, Kenneth, is to keep on and hope they haven't noticed your repetition.
I know. It's quite a good anecdote.
Yeah.
Well, you went on for about 36 seconds. Clement, there are 24 seconds left for what sends me starting now.
At Fakenham Racecourse, last Saturday afternoon at 3:15, a horse wearing my inimitable colours of black and orange with spots on the cap jumped over the last fence, got a lead of 12 lengths over the second, and romped home to win fractionally by a neck.
Kenneth Williams, why the challenge?
Well, where is this sending him?
It's going to send me to the winner's enclosure if you shut up.
I don't think it's very nice to say to your partner, shut up.
Actually, he's your opponent, you know.
Yes, I've always shown him the greatest courtesy, haven't I? I've always shown him the greatest courtesy and affection I have.
You say that.
He treats you like this.
He treats you like a load of rubbish. Well, I think it's disgusting.
Anyway, Kenneth, I agree. He took the best part of 20 seconds to establish that it was something that was going to send him. So as he hadn't got there in 20 seconds, I think it's only fair to agree with you, give you a point, and the subject for 6 seconds, what sends me, starting now.
So they got hold of me, you see, and shoved me in this 1,500-weight truck, and they said to me, you're in, B2 or otherwise, mate, and you can walk. Well, I was
Derek Nimmo challenged. We let you go because we wanted to hear what happened, actually. Derek, why do you challenge?
Well, it was some time ago, actually, but I repetition of holding him.
Of holding him?
Holding him.
They held him before.
When did they hold him before?
Who did?
Nobody held him.
Those fellows.
The people who stuck things
in. They were shoving things into him before. They weren't holding him. I don't remember you being held before. Were you held before, Kate?
No!
Look
at him, he keeps gulping that water. I think he's a bit deranged.
You were only held once in Harley Street, weren't you?
Oh, did I say held there? Did I
you say were held in Harley Street. Were you held twice in Harley Street?
No.
Kenneth, you have 4 seconds for what sends me, starting now.
So anyway, trudging across this open moor with in each hand the naffy cans of tea.
Well, as Kenneth was speaking at the end of that round, he has got not only another point, but a very definite lead over all the others. Sheila Hancock, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is how I feel. Oh, don't look like that, because you look as if you feel awful. But, Sheila, will you try and talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
Usually I stretch out my hand, flex my fingers, and touch whatever I'm feeling. If it's a person, I touch them very gently. If it's a piece of material, I rub them between my hands. Also, there is an emotional sort of feeling. Usually I feel pretty awful.
Very Nimmo, you've challenged.
Well, I challenged before she swore. Hesitation.
Yes, yes, that's the one. Derek, there are 44 seconds left for how I feel, starting now.
I feel at the moment absolutely frightful because I have conjunctivitis of the right eye. But fortunately, I was lent some liniment or some liquid by the lady sitting next to me to pour into it a moment ago, which has in some sort of measure affected a tiny hesitation.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, Clement, I agree. There are 31 seconds left for how I feel, starting now.
I feel quite astonishingly well. I have 10 toes which have been neatly cut. My feet are well manicured, or pedicured, as I think the word should be.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, I agree. Yes, they're very, very near things, but we've all had one. 22 seconds for you, Derek, with how I feel, starting now.
So sometimes...
Clement, why? You've challenged. Why?
Hesitation.
Hesitation, Clement. There are 21 seconds left for how I feel, starting now.
Moving gently up my body, my shins in good shape, my knees...
Hesitation.
Yes, once you started moving up Clement Freud's body, he shouted it.
Anybody would hesitate, let's face it.
In this case, he hesitated himself. So, Sheila, you have another point, and there are 16 seconds left for how I feel, starting now.
In the mornings, I usually feel pretty awful. By coffee break, however, I usually feel a bit better. At lunchtime, I'm usually hungry. At tea time, I feel peckish, but I don't feel too bad.
Derek Nimmo, you've done it.
Too much feeling.
There's never too much feeling in my life, Derek.
No. I don't think you could have too much feeling where Sheila was concerned, but I do agree. On this particular game and this particular round, we can have too much feeling. So, Derek, you have another point and the subject. 4 seconds left, starting now.
Absolute nausea is the emotion that comes over me at this very moment as I look across at that bearded figure. about.
Well, at the end of that round, Derek Nimmo, coming in at the last burst there at the end, has got another couple of points, and he is now in the lead. Derek, will you begin the next round for us? The subject is drag. Can you talk on that for 60 seconds, starting now?
There are several meanings to the word drag. One is the apparel worn by a male transvestite. Or, of course, it can be when an entertainer, a comedian, likes to wear ladies' clothes. That is called drag as well, do you see? Now, I had a dresser in the theatre who was awfully kind and helpful, and in the evenings he used to go out and do a little turn in shows. And when he did, he was 6'5", an American, very large. He used to wear these very pretty feminine apparel. Now, I remember one day a major general came to see me with his good lady, and I'd forgotten it was the night for my friend to go out on one of his expeditions. And I said, would you care to bring me a drink? And he said, coming, Mr. Nimmo, coming. And in he came, and he had a lovely long gown with a tiara and lovely hair and earrings and beautiful fur coat and stole and long gloves. And the soldier looked at him somewhat agape, and he said, oh, sir, now what would you have to drink? Would you like a gin and tonic, or would you like some whiskey? And he said, well, I just had one.
Sheila,
I had to do it.
Sheila has another point, and there are 5 seconds left for drag, Sheila, starting now.
You can't talk of things being a drag, and I find that life is sometimes a drag. Have I actually won?
That scream of ecstasy came from Sheila, who was feeling something then. She was feeling excited because she thinks it's the first time she's actually been speaking with the whistle blower.
It is.
You're now in second place, Sheila, alongside Clement, who are with one ahead of Kenneth and just behind Derek, who's still in the lead. Putting a bold face on it. That's the subject, and it's your turn to begin, Kenneth. So can you put a bold face on it and try and speak for 60 seconds on that subject, starting now?
This is something one frequently has to do in public, and one of the occasions where it is most noticeable is the interview, which is apparently impromptu, when you suddenly have this thing shot at you from the blue without suspecting it, and it proves to be extremely embarrassing. It happened to me quite recently, and this gentleman, who had written a large tome on the subject of the Irish Rebellion, which took place in 1780, said suddenly to me, why should you, he said? Why should you, he said? You be showing your face here in Ireland after the dreadful things your country's done, you dreadful English people. I said, I'm Welsh, dear. Nothing to do with me, I said. But it was putting a bold face, you see what I mean?
Yes.
I put a bold face on it. I thought, I'm not letting them get the better of me, you know, calling me a dirty Englishman and all this filth.
Yeah. Well, yes, I know, but you have gone for a minute and a half, actually. But about 40 seconds ago, you were challenged. But they were all enjoying it so much that why we let you go, because they really did love it.
Oh, well, I was quite worked up anyway. Yes, I was.
But Clement Freud challenged, I hope I can remember why he challenged. Why was it, Clement?
Repetition of suddenlies and dreadfuls. But it was a long time ago.
Yes, it was a long time ago. Mm. There were a lot of dreadfuls and a lot of suddenlies. Well, there we are. We have to play the game. And it's quite true, you did say it more than once.
So he gets the time.
Yeah, but you had a huge laugh and we loved it. So Clement Freud has another point, and there are 21 seconds left for putting a bold face on it, Clement, starting now.
When I was 11 years old, I was given a doll which had a pathetic visage. And my mother said to me, in order to make this doll seem more startlingly real to the other people, it is essential to put upon it a bold face. And we went down Regent Street in order to purchase some impediment to its...
Well, as Clement Freud was speaking again when the whistle went, he gains another point, and he now has a lead of one over all the others. Sheila Hancock, will you begin the next round? Here's a delightful subject, arguing with a man. And you should be able to speak about that, seeing you've been in this program so often. Sheila, that's the subject, 60 seconds, starting now.
This is a thing that I do my level best not to get into. The best thing for a woman to do when faced with a man in argumentative mood is to be very feminine, very sweet, and very charming, and say, yes, dear.
Kenneth, why are you charming?
Very.
Very.
Yes.
Oh, yes, but all right, after this, we're not going to challenge on things like very and it and the and...
Aren't we?
No.
Oh, well, I withdraw it then.
No,
go
no,
on.
No,
because you had one against you on Suddenly as well.
Oh, well, so I withdraw it. I do. I really
no,
do.
No, don't.
I do. I withdraw the whole thing.
Don't. Go on.
Go on. No, go on, Nick. No, yes, go on. There's got to be rules. You've got to have your rules.
This isn't a rule.
Yes,
the
go
rule,
on.
The rule
on,
is
dear.
She can't repeat herself, and she did do it three times. So, Kenneth, you have a point.
Fair's
and
fair. You have... I'm not going to argue with you, Ken. It's your point.
49 seconds, Kenneth, for arguing with a man, starting now.
Well, of course, it's something I do frequently. I was doing it before this show began, and as a matter of fact, I was...
Sheila, why do you challenge?
Deviation. He was arguing with me, and I'm a woman.
Oh, she doesn't go on. Oh, she shall. Oh...
In the circumstances, it's only fair to give the shoving straight back to you, Sheila, with another well-deserved point, and 43 seconds left, starting now.
The awful thing is that men always fall back on saying things that's just like a woman. It's usually something to do with logic. There is this extraordinary idea ingrained in men that women are not logical.
Clement, why have you challenged?
That was too logical.
Yeah, no,
too
it wasn't. Logical. She said logic first, and logical secondly.
Just... You see the look on Kenneth Williams' face now. That's the look he had when he was arguing with us before the show. Yes, I'm afraid...
I buzzed before the L came out.
Oh! Oh, the deviation.
Yes. And therefore you deserve not to win the point because you were being too keen.
I give it back.
So Sheila has another point.
Yes, he's contrite now. He's contrite.
That's repetition. 32 seconds left, Sheila, arguing with a man, starting now.
What it means when they say that is that a woman is usually more intelligent than a man, but they have to have these futile things to say to you because they will never admit this fact. What I usually do is to smile and say, yes, I agree with you. All the time, I agree with you because you are the superior...
She agreed too much. Yes. So, Clement, you have 14 seconds left for arguing with a man starting now.
It is absolutely essential that the man you get is a proper sort of... gentle person who is going to shout back at you in the right tone of voice. And for this, no one is better than Kenneth Williams, to whom you can go up and say, Williams, you swine, you beast.
Well, Cameron Freud has a slightly larger lead at the end of that round. Derek Nimmer, will you begin the next round? Strange customs. Can you speak on that subject for just a minute, starting now?
Well, of course, a lot of customs are very strange. I think our own ones have become even stranger recently. Now they have the red light and the green light. It does make it awfully difficult to know which one to go through. I was going through the only the other day, and the fellows came up to me. I was going through the one which you go when you want to not be careful. And when you
sorry,
want to...
Sorry, who pressed their buzzer first?
I did.
Sheila, why have you challenged?
Well, he's going through an awful lot,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes, he did actually go through three times.
I haven't actually got through yet.
Anyway, the message got through to Sheila, who challenged and gains a point.
I can't think of anything to say. That's
well,
clean.
You hurry up, then.
42 seconds left, Sheila, starting now.
Usually, customs have some sort of truth way back in antiquity. For instance, men lifting their hats to women is a custom, and I believe it was something to do with their wigs, but I can't remember what. Also, hold your collar, never swallow, never catch the fever was something that you did when the death carts went by in olden days, because if you didn't, you breathed in disease and probably died. However...
Kenneth, why have you...
Well, I've not come here to listen to a load of filth. Filth about disease and
it's
bring
true.
Out your dead. I don't want to sit here after supposed to be entertained in half hour. I've never owned a load of morbid filth in my life. I'm surprised at her, a mother at that.
The subject is customs, and it's also strange ones. It's a very strange custom to sit down. It wouldn't be strange to listen to Kenneth Williams going off about the show. So I disagree entirely, Kenneth, but we loved hearing you say it. Sheila has another point, and there are 15 seconds left, starting now.
I did meet a very strange customs officer at London Airport once who had red hair and...
Derek Nimmer, why have you challenged?
Repetition. We've already met him.
It's a different one. It's not yours.
Withdraw the challenge.
Sheila has another point. There are 11 seconds left for strange customs. Sheila, starting now.
This one had red hair and freckles and very long arms, and he wanted to open my suitcase, although it was patently obvious that I had nothing in. However, he seemed very intrigued by certain... I didn't want to tell when you how Sheila... strange he was.
When Sheila took over that subject, she said, oh, she said, I can't talk about this. But she managed to do it so successfully, and she was challenged so many times without any success, that she's gained, I don't know, about 5 or 6 points in that round, and now has the lead.
Oh, you're...
Oh, no. Oh, it's great.
Is it nearly the end?
Is it nearly the end? No, it isn't. We're now going to have free speech, which I think is a very apt subject to come at this moment. And Clement Freud, it's your turn to begin. 60 seconds, starting now.
Headmaster, Your Grace, I expect you're wondering how much I've had to pay for these few words with which I'm about to address you, and I will answer your query immediately. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Derek Nimmo, why have you challenged?
2 nothings.
I agree, you take over the subject with 44 seconds left. Free speech starting now.
Of course, it's becoming increasingly difficult in this country to exercise the right of free speech.
Kenneth Williams, why...
Deviation is completely untrue. The right of free speech is certainly not in any way threatened in this country at all.
Well, I...
Quite right, quite right. Absolutely right.
Whether we entirely agree, I do agree that it is not increasingly difficult, as Derek said. That is utterly untrue. That he said free speech was becoming increasingly difficult. That is untrue. So I agree with you, Kenneth. You take the subject. 39 seconds left. Free speech starting now.
This is something that has been fought for in Europe by some of the most enlightened liberal statesmen and philosophers for many years, and is an extremely valuable thing. We should none of us take it lightly. We should go down on our knees and thank those wonderful people that made it possible for us to shout the... odds.
Clement Freud, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
Yeah, you didn't make it possible for him to shout the odds. So, Clement, I agree with you. You have another point, and there are 12 seconds left for free speech starting now.
It is a very marvellous thing in this country to be able to go to Hyde Park Corner on a Sunday morning, stand on a soapbox...
Sheila, why have you challenged?
Deviation. It isn't actually Hyde Park Corner where people stand on soapboxes.
Oh, that's brilliant!
One can go to Hyde Park Corner. There's no...
Sheila, I'm...
The whole point about free speech is you don't have to go to Marble Arch. You can go to Hyde Park Corner.
I was just about to support you in exactly the same way, Clement. He actually...
Oh, it's all so exciting! Coming up the clothes now, aren't we?
Oh, we're all getting
narrowing.
But that's an interesting, intelligent news item, isn't it, that I gave you there? Because it isn't Hyde Park Corner, is it? Where everybody goes. Everybody always says it's Hyde Park Corner, and it isn't. It's Marble
Arch. I know, yes, and they don't know what Marble Arch is for. No. They don't know that it's to celebrate Nelson's victories, you see. They don't know that. They all think it's just a great marble arch. They think it's made of marble. It's not. It's Poland's stone.
Anyway.
So there's little bits
Clement
of knowledge.
Freud said it is possible to go to Hyde Park Corner, which is perfectly correct within the game, so he gets another point, and he continues with 6 seconds.
Well, he'd get run over if he did.
Don't get run over. The next 6 seconds, Clement, and continue on. Free speech starting now.
Towards the end of the Second World War, soldiers of both victorious armies massed together at the...
Unfortunately, at the end of that subject, we come to the end of this particular show, and I think that was a very apt subject on which to finish this Just a Minute. Because if ever there was a program in which free speech was allowed, it is this one. No four people are freer in their speech, and the things they say sometimes are quite outrageous, and none of them are censored. So there's a good example. And free speech took Clement Freud at the end of that round into a small lead. Sheila didn't get her last challenge. If she had, she would have won. As it was, she didn't. She came second. Third place was Derek, fourth place was Kenneth, and this week's winner was, as I said before, Clement Freud. I'm sorry that that is all we have time for, because we have really enjoyed, as always, playing Just a Minute. We do hope that you've enjoyed listening to it. We hope that the audience have enjoyed it as well. And goodbye from us all. The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The programme was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by Simon Brett.